if those bodies were not recovered within that short space of time, after about the third day or so, and the body did not float, and the body would have floated if, let's say, the torso is not punctured or damaged, so that there's no bacterial action that can happen that can force the body on the surface. The environment poses a dangerous situation where the body, I don't want to say because of the persons here who are mourning, but the bodies would have been ripped apart. There's a great possibility. I've seen it over and over in my 18 years in the post yard. I've retrieved numerous bodies. Limbs, which I have never seen float. In my experience, I've never seen a limb float except for a whole body. I dove that entire harbor from one end of the harbor to the other end of the harbor. The visibility is poor on the surface, but it was good for searching at the bottom. There was a lot of trash, seaweed, tree trunks that could have, in my opinion, easily be mistaken for a limb. I could have missed it as well if there was a limb because of the amount of trash that was there. I checked that entire bay, and every now and then coming up to get my bearing to us to see, because of the condition of the bottom, to get my bearing as to, yes, I am on the exact portion of place pointed out by other persons.